You're listening to Feminist Soundbites by the Association for Progressive Communications, bringing updates on FERN, the thriving feminist internet research network, and its groundbreaking new research. We'll be talking to contributors around the globe about critical issues never before explored in depth, all through the lens of feminist methodologies. Who are these researchers? What are their interests? And what new approaches are they bringing? Join us as we connect, learn, and grow. In this episode, we are talking with Floreta Bonzaya, Apiwi Mlangulana, and Lilita Hole from the Hub for Decolonial Feminist Psychologies in Africa at the University of Cape Town. Please share with us the objective that you hope to achieve with your research and the importance of taking a feminist approach.
Our project with FERN looks at exploring Black women and gender nonconforming persons' experiences of technology-facilitated gender-based violence. And we do this through a decolonial feminist lens. So that's why the work is located within the Hub for Decolonial Feminist Psychologies. We have for a number of years been exploring questions of gender-based violence, not online specifically, but gender-based violence broadly through this decolonial feminist lens. And so this project fits in, you know, it felt like a natural expansion of the decolonial feminist work that we've been doing. The project has a few different legs. We just completed, and Lilita can talk a bit more about that, but we just completed one arm of the project that looked at Black women's experiences of TGBV, Black women's experiences of technology facilitated gender-based violence on dating apps. And then in the new year, we'll kick off. We've also started, Apiwi can talk about her research that fits in with a larger project that's around Black women who are bloggers and journalists and who write about feminist issues and their experiences of online gender-based violence. And then we also have another leg that looks at queer people's experiences of technology-facilitated gender-based violence. And then we think the decolonial feminist lens is important because it gives us that broader historical lens that we think is necessary for looking at the Black women's experiences and gender non-conforming persons' experiences, because it talks about coloniality. It kind of shows how their experiences and their identities online are read through a very colonial, racialized, gendered, and heteronormative lens. So I think it's really important to say that we don't think about the decolonial and the feminist as separate. They are connected. So the feminist work we do is decolonial, and the decolonial work we do is feminist. We think that bringing a decolonial lens to feminist research and theorizing is really important for showing some of the longer histories from colonialism, especially in our African context, from colonialism, and how that carries on into the present in terms of identities, subjectivities, in terms of power relations, all of that. So the decolonial lens to feminist work is important. We also bring a feminist lens to decolonial work because we think that in large part, decolonial work talks about racialization, right? But and we think the feminist lens is really important because it also talks about how gendered identities and what is considered normative in terms of gender and sexual identities is also a project of colonization. The feminist lens is important because it shows how women's experiences come about because of ideas around sexual entitlement. Like it's, you know, it sounds very basic to talk about patriarchy and entitlement, but That's what it is, that women's identities and experiences online are policed and shaped because of men's sexual entitlement. And then that gets intersected with a whole range of issues like race and class that also we can show up because of our decolonial feminist approach. I mean, I think it what we've done so far with the work with Lelita and Mikhail on Black women and dating apps, it just really crystallized for us the importance of the decolonial feminist framing and what that allows us to see that might not otherwise have been seen. So I think that the importance of decolonial feminist research on the internet for illuminating women's experiences, because I think what we found in Lalita and Mikhail's project was a lot of the stuff was almost normalized, you know? So I think opening up a platform, a feminist platform for women to talk about these experiences does something. It provides some kind of rupture to the normalization of this. It's like, oh, let's just write it off, you know. If you're gonna, it's almost like if you're gonna go online, you have to expect to receive those kinds of comments. And so actually talking about it, giving women the opportunity to share their narratives, also allows us to say, well, actually, no, it's not okay. And women should have safe spaces online. And so I think the combination of the narrative approach that we've taken and the decolonial feminist framing, I think is really has really been important for us.
TFGBB and online violence is like we cannot get away from the fact that we are increasingly being online, but we're not acknowledging the violence that comes with it as much as we should. And so I think the work under Fern is very important.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Feminist Soundbites and stay tuned for the next episode. Look for more on www.apc.org.